Hello, can I come in?
I expect you're a little surprised to see me in your room at this time of night, aren't you? My hours don't usually extend beyond supper time, and it's been a while since you've needed your nanny to tuck you in, hasn't it? I have plenty to do with looking after all your little siblings, don't I? You're such a big boy now. Look at you, all grown up. Quite the little gentleman. Oh, my dear, there's no need to look so nervous. Don't worry, you're not in any trouble. Can I sit down here on the end of your bed while I explain? Now, you've known me all your life, and we're such special friends, aren't we? We can talk about anything. Even things that are a little bit naughty. What do I mean by naughty? Well, not naughty as in bad, because you've always been such a good boy, haven't you? I mean naughty in a different way. I mean naughty in a fun way. Do you mind if Nanny makes herself a little bit more comfortable? Can I squeeze in next to you on the bed? Or just take my shoes off? There we go. Here, let me put my arm around you while you snuggle up against me. Isn't it nice? Just like when I used to read you bedtime stories all those years ago. So, where were we? Ah, yes. Naughty. Now, the reason I'm here to talk to you is that last night I was passing your room and I heard a noise. The door was slightly open, so I peeped inside and saw something which, well, it surprised me a little bit. I think you know what I saw, don't you? You were lying on the bed with your nightshirt pulled up to your waist, pushing and rubbing yourself against a pillow. Oh, my dear, you're blushing. There's no need to blush, is there? You weren't doing anything wrong. But you were doing something naughty. And it's my job, as your nanny, to help you. I'll always be your nanny, and I'll always help you. Even now that you're all grown up. Sometimes boys get these, well, they get these feelings. They get these special, funny feelings when they think about certain things. And the things they think about are making something happen down there. They get these, did something happen to your, what shall we call it? What did Nanny used to call it? Your pee-pee? Or shall we call it by its proper name? Your penis. Let's use both words, penis and pee-pee. Was your pee-pee all stiff and erect? Is that why you were rubbing up against your pillow? I bet this happens a lot, doesn't it, when you think of certain things. Does your penis go all stiff when you think of pretty ladies and what it would feel like to touch them and kiss them and snuggle with them? It does, doesn't it? When you think of naughty things like that, you get a nice tingly feeling down there and your pee-pee gets stiffer and stiffer till you feel that you just have to rub it against your pillow to make all the stiffness go away. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to answer honestly like a good boy. Have you ever rubbed and humped your pillow so much that your stiffy tingles more and more and feels nicer and nicer, and you get more and more excited until it feels so good and so nice as something squirts out the end? Something white and sticky? No, don't be shy. You can tell Nanny anything. No. Never. Not even when you rub it with your hand. What? You've never rubbed it? Oh
Well, you've never made your stiffy feel so lovely and nice that it squirts.
No. You don't look so sure about that. Oh, I know why. I know what's happening. Sometimes you have naughty dreams, don't you? And in these dreams, there are naked ladies, and you do things with them. You do really fun things with them in your dreams. And this makes the white stuff squirt out. These special dreams are called wet dreams. They're fun, aren't they? I'm sure you look forward to them every night because they're so naughty and lovely. What do the ladies do in your dreams? Do they undress for you? Do they show you their special private places that only their husbands should see?
Do they let you touch their bosoms and bottoms?
Do they let you rub against them with your pee-pee till it feels so very, very good that the white stuff comes out?
Oh, I'm so proud of you for having these naughty, wonderful dreams. They're so much fun, aren't they? But do you know what would be even more fun? It would be even more fun if you could have the special feelings of wet dreams while you're awake and any time you want. Would you like that? Oh, you would. You're such a good boy to let me help you like this.
I do so like helping my good boys to have fun.
So, there are a few things that we need to do to get ready. First, you need to get stiff. Now, I'm guessing that all this talk about rubbing and squirting has already made your penis quite hard.
Shall we check?
Shall we see if my good boy has an erection?
I'll pull back the sheets and pull up your nightshirt.
Oh, don't be silly. I've seen it all before. Remember, I was your nursemaid before I was promoted to nanny. I used to wash you and dress you and see to all your little needs. And now, you're a young gentleman. I'll be seeing to your needs again. Your naughty, sticky needs. Quickly now. We won't be able to have fun unless you show me your pee-pee. That's it. Pull up your nightshirt. Just like that. Like you're getting ready to rub it on your pillow. There we go. Oh my goodness, you are stiff, aren't you? Mr. VP is standing to attention like a soldier. Oh, what a good boy you're being for Nanny. The next thing we need is Nanny's special ointment. My slippery special lotion that makes the touching feel so much nicer. Let me grab it out of the folds of my dress. There we go. Hold out your hand. That's it. I'll just put some of the lotion on your fingers and there. We're ready to go. Now, it's important to listen to Nanny and do everything she says. And then we'll have a lovely time together to make the same feelings you get in your wet dreams when you're awake and you need to do something called masturbation. Now, some silly people say that this activity is somehow wrong or immoral. Nothing could be further from the truth. It's a wonderful, healthy way to make yourself feel nice. So I want you to make a circle with your fingers and your thumb like this and hold your penis. That's it. Make sure it's tight, but not too tight. And start moving your hand up and down. And up and down. Oh, good boy, you're masturbating. Oh, I'm so proud of you. Now, as you masturbate, I want you to think about those wet dreams you've been having. I want you to think about those ladies who've made you all tingly and squirty while you sleep. Are you thinking about their splendid busty jugs wobbling and jiggling? Are they cupping them and holding them out to you? Are you taking their stiff, dark nipples into your mouth and kissing and sucking them? Oh, that's it. Think about holding and kissing those beautiful jiggly titties while you masturbate. Oh yes, this is so nice, isn't it? Listening to your nanny say all these naughty things while you rub your pee-pee. You're such a good boy for me. Such a good, naughty boy. That's it. You can masturbate a little more quickly now. Those feelings are building up, aren't they? It's so nice, isn't it? And soon, you're going to feel even nicer. So, so nice. What are those dream ladies doing now? I bet I know. I bet Nanny knows what those naughty ladies are doing to make your penis feel so happy. Oh, happy enough to make you do your special squirts. They're bending over, aren't they? They're showing you their naked bottoms. They're swaying their big, fleshy bums from side to side and looking back at you with their naughty smiles on their faces. Oh, yes. You can tell they really want you to enjoy yourself. They want you to touch their bottoms. That's it. They're letting you rub your hands all over their ripe, plump buttocks. Oh, goodness. Masturbation is so fun, isn't it? Especially when your nanny's here for you, making sure you do it properly and putting all these nice, naughty ideas in your head. Ooh, that's it. You're doing so well. Can you feel your breathing getting shallower? Can you feel your buttocks tensing? Is it getting all too much? That's it, darling. Hold my hand. Hold it tight while those delicious feelings build. That's it. Oh, you're doing so well for me. Oh, my sweet pumpkin, I think it's time. I think it's time for you to make cummies for your nanny. You can squirt any time you want, dear. Don't worry about making a mess. We'll clean it up later. You should enjoy yourself. Focus on those lovely, lovely, sweet feelings. That's it. I've got you. I'm here for you. Nanny's here for your orgasm. That's what we call it, darling. When it feels too nice to bear it, it means you're going to have an orgasm. Nanny's here for her good boy's lovely orgasm. Oh, good boy. Oh, you're coming. How does it feel? Does it feel nice? Oh, is it the best feeling in the world? Oh, such a lot of squirts. Oh, and more squirts. Oh, good boy, good boy. Oh, my goodness. That must have been so much fun. So much fun. That's it. Just lie back and relax. Just relax. Oh, such a good boy. Such a good boy to do what Nanny says and to have a lovely release for her. There, there. Nanny's going to hold you. There, there, my sweet. Just relax here in my arms. Shh, shh. That was lovely, wasn't it? And now my good boy knows how to masturbate. He can have fun anytime he wants. Nanny will leave her special ointment here. And she'll be dropping by when she can see to how her young man's getting on. Because Nanny will always be here to help.